win a multitude to him. Amen. He'll take something that you would cast out as refuse and you would say, no way. Nobody will ever, ever, ever hear that message. And my, you can't preach that. Folks won't come. You do it and those that want him will come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just do what he says. Obey his word. And he'll do it, church. Glory to God. Our God. No one. I'm telling you, you will not boast in your program. You will not boast in your preaching ability. I will tell you, the Bible says no flesh can glory or no flesh can boast in His presence. When you get in the presence of God, you are going to understand that it has been God that has done it and not you. And not one thing that you can have that can do it and accomplish the work, it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And nobody, when you get in God's presence, you know, today He'll do that. We talk about our program. I did this and I've done that. We got this and we've got that. You'll do none of that in the Lord's presence. Amen. There'll be no number counting in the Lord's presence. There'll be no sermonizing in the Lord's presence. It'll be falling down before His face and saying, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. And take the book and open the seals thereof. Hallelujah. For Thou hast done. And hast redeemed us by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us to be unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign with Him forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you, no flesh can boast in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Take your Bibles with me this morning and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 or chapter 14 and verse 1. We do want to make welcome our friends from Snow Hill. I did not know he lived in Snow Hill. We really didn't even personally meet Joe. I only know his name to be Joe. Joe, I don't know your last name.
Burns.
Burns? All right. We're glad to have your brother with us. He just came in the convention, rededicated his life to the Lord. And lo and behold, he lives in our back door almost. Lives here in Snow Hill. And Joe, make sure before you leave, you introduce yourself to this man over here, brother, real tall fellow, name is Steve Mitchell. Because he just lives a little further down the road than you do, and he drives here from Goldsboro all the time. And you need to meet him, and I know he'll want to meet your family. But is this your family that's with you? Okay, wonderful. We are delighted that you could be with us in God's house this morning. We are so delighted you're here, and we're just happy that God's here. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to camp meeting this week. How about you? Old time. I'm asking God for old time camp meeting. I declare, I think if I get by with it, I'd throw some sawdust on the floor if I thought it'd help. If I thought it'd do any good, but I don't think that's what's going to bring the power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let God be God and just let Him be praised. And let Jesus be first and be worshipped and honored in all that we say and do. That's what we want. Well, 1 Corinthians, if you'll stand for the reading of the Scripture. I need to get there myself. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to return there this morning. I'm trying not to stretch my voice. It's hard to do when you feel such excitement and strength of the Lord. It needs to something, but I need a touch in my voice. It's just been strained in so many arenas and weather and everything. But God's able and He's here, and I thank Him for that. Amen. I'll read one verse of Scripture and then keep your Bibles open because we're going to be dealing with that passage in 1 Corinthians 13 again. But chapter 14 and verse 1, I simply want to use those first three words of chapter 14, verse 1, as my text this morning. Follow after charity. Follow after charity. Would you say that with me? Follow after charity. One more time. Follow after charity. How many of you know that's not a suggestion?
Right.
No, that's a commandment.
Yeah.
You talk about obeying the commands of the Lord. Well, we're going to talk about one that you need to obey today. And that is follow after charity. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I have a lot of ground that I want to cover here this morning. And I don't know, it's Sunday morning. I'm just going to let God have His way and cover this as I believe God has placed it and put it into my heart. I am sharing today about following after love. It's in the context of a larger series of messages that I've been preaching on called Aggressive Christianity. Taken from the verses in the Scripture that use this word follow. Follow. That word follow means to chase something. It doesn't mean just to get a hold of going down the road and grab a hold in the rope or something and just let it drag you along with it. But it's the idea that something's out there in front of you. There's something out there that's possible for you to attain. There's something out there that's possible for you to possess. And you can have it, but you're going to have to be aggressive to get it. You're going to have to go after it. And it's going to happen in your life. It's not going to be an accident. It's not going to be a chance. It's not going to just come along and you're going to wake up one day and, hey, hallelujah, I've got all this love and I'm perfected in love. No, you're not going to be perfected in love unless you chase after it. Unless you do some things in your life that cause you to pursue this love that we talk about in Scripture. Now, I shared with you a message and I want to just return to it just a moment this morning for a thought that I want to put together as I was thinking about this and studying and meditating, praying before the Lord. This business of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, it says two other things there that we're to follow after. Not one, but two things. Follow peace with all men. That's the first one. Follow peace with all men. And we must pursue peace with all men. Peace is not the result of being passive. Peace is a result of doing what is right. No nation is going to have peace because they sit down and simply make a treaty. No, sir. You can sign all the papers in the world. You can make all the treaties you want to in the world. Treaties have been broken for years. You're not going to have peace until people start living right. You're not going to have peace until men determine that they're all going to submit to one single authority, and that authority is Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, wherever there's selfishness, there'll be no peace. Wherever there's a will of man, there'll be no peace. There has to be a surrender to the all-supreme will of God in order for men to have peace. You cannot have peace in your life apart from the righteousness of God. We're going to have peace on this earth when Jesus returns. But one of the reasons is because the earth is going to directly, visibly be under the rule of Jesus Christ. He will be the supreme, visible, earthly ruler. And He will rule with a rod of iron. He will rule in righteousness. He will rule in righteousness. And therefore, peace is going to be upon this earth. Peace is the result of righteousness. Fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Peace has to be made. It cannot come just simply as a result of doing nothing. Now, so I want you to understand that follow peace with all men and holiness without which, he says, if you don't follow after peace and you don't follow after holiness, if you're not chasing them, if you're not going after those two things in your life, then I'm telling you, he said, you're not even going to see the Lord. That's just the way it is. You're not going to live in His presence. You're not going to dwell forever in His presence. The pure in heart, they shall see God. Amen. And if you're not there chasing those things, and you can know this, God is going to be hidden from you. There's going to be darkness in your life. And you can think you're doing right. You can think you're doing the right things. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But if you want God revealed to you, if you want to see Him, if you want to know more of Him, if you want Him manifested in your life, then you've got to pursue peace with all men and holiness. Now, sometimes, I don't know why, because of the work of the...